It starts with 15 cups of flour, and that's the only measurement. Sifted through a flour sifter. And then it's equal parts salt, usually kosher, and sugar. Two or three handfuls of baking powder, and then mixed. The next is, I personally like vegetable shortening, but butter is perfectly acceptable as well. And for butter, I would do about a pound, very small dice, preferably frozen. With vegetable shortening, it would be just three handfuls. You mix it until it's the consistency of sand, and then add a quart, maybe a quart and a quarter of buttermilk. Mix it, but you're not kneading it. And then the most important step is the folding. And once you have a nice mass, you roll it out, and then you fold it. And then you roll it out again. Here, it's either a round die to cut the biscuits, or you just have no waste and make them into squares. I let them rest for 45 minutes to overnight, lightly brush them with butter, and then bake for approximately 20 to 25 minutes. Brush it again with butter when they come out. I don't know always how to get from point A to point B, or how I got from point A to where I am right now,
sifted through a
flour sifter. But it's been such a marvelous journey, and such an interesting journey.
Equal parts
and
salt.
I never had any idea that this is what it was going to be. And
two
I tried to
or three handfuls open, of baking powder
and
then mixed.
Present
and aware.
The next is
there's
a time
like
when that really wasn't
but
anything that was
butter is
going on in my life. But I tried.
Well.
And I've gotten better at it as
for
I've gone along.
I would do
and
about
to have
a pound.
These
very
opportunities,
small dice, preferably frozen,
has just broadened
the,
who I am.
Vegetable shortening, it would be
and
just
help me
three handfuls.
I find happiness.
Mix it, you know,
until
it's
I,
the consistency of sand.
I think I struggle more than
and then
I let on, and I'm just
maybe a quart and a quarter of buttermilk.
Very happy.
Mix it
today.
But you're not kneading it.
And then the most important step is the folding. And once you have a nice mass, you roll it out, and then you fold it. And then you roll it out again. Here, it's either a round die to cut the biscuits, or you just have no waste and make them into squares. I let them rest for
45 minutes to overnight. Lightly brush them with butter. And then bake for approximately 20 to 25 minutes. Brush it again with butter when they come out. Other than my family, the most intimate relationship I probably have
how to get from point A to
point B. Hollandaise sauce.
And or how I got from point A.
It's something I make every day of my life.
Now, sifted.
And but it's
sifter.
Been such a marvelous
unfortunately, I really can't stand
and
it.
It's such
it's not anything I would ever eat
journey.
Myself. But
and
it's something that I have to do. I've made it
that this is what it was trying to be.
Almost every day now for 7 years. Into a metal bowl, I melt
and
anywhere from a few tablespoons to a few pounds of butter, depending.
And aware.
The next
and
is
then I separate eggs,
like when that
whites
really was
going into another use,
anything that was
and the yolks going into
going
a metal bowl.
That I try.
And you know, for,
gotten better at it.
For what
butter,
we're talking about right now,
I would do.
Let's do a pound.
I have
so it'd be about 10 eggs.
Opportunities.
I always err on the side of caution.
Has
and
just broadened who I am.
To that, I add a little bit of water.
And help me.
And I add lemon juice. Usually two or three lemons.
I find happiness.
Mix it, you know, until
it's
and
sand.
I
think
I start to whisk.
More than, and then
I let
quart.
On. And man, I can whisk.
And I'm just,
a quart and a
I've been
quarter,
doing this.
Very
I,
mix it.
I was actually going to do
it.
Here today, why I was actually going to make hollandaise in this 3 minutes.
And
it was discussed
the
last
most
night.
Important step is
and so I'm whisking,
folding.
And I can tell how old
the
eggs are.
Nice mass. You roll it
if
out.
There's enough lemon juice, if there's enough water,
and then you fold.
Just from how the egg yolks are starting to either rise or fall, and how difficult
here,
it is.
It's either around
and. Whether or not I'm going to have to start over.
Die to cut the biscuits?
I just watch it. It's
or
just attention. It's just paying.
No
it. I've paid attention to this process for so long. I can almost do it in my sleep, but you have to pay attention.
For 45 minutes?
When the egg yolks have gotten to the right
brush them with
consistency.
Butter.
Drop by drop, I slowly start to add the butter.
For approximately...
And it's a very crucial point. The butter
minutes.
Can't be too hot or too cold. It's a very tenuous emulsion.
The butter when they come out?
It can always break. It's such a pain in the ass. If you get through it, you season a little more lemon juice, a little hot sauce, some salt, and put it in a warm place. Other than my family, the most intimate relationship
I
like
I
being
probably have.
The first person in the kitchen with
point
hollandaise
B.
sauce.
And or how I got from point A.
It's very quiet.
Something I make every day
before anything is turned on. And
but
it's always,
such a
it's unfortunately,
always
it's
really
always a great place
and
to be.
Such
it's not anything I've ever.
I
see what's going on. I've seen
and
how well
some
of my young charges are doing.
Almost every day now for
in terms of organizing the kitchen at the end of the night
into
a metal
bowl.
Plan my day.
Baking
I melt
and
anywhere from a few
I turn on the hood, a few pounds of butter
in my stoves
and aware
ovens
and
set up.
Then
I
separate
time,
eggs.
Like,
I cook breakfast service
really
going into another use.
Anything that was
and I like that
going into
because
bowl,
I don't know how many people are ever going to be in my place
for
at
what we're talking about
any
right
moment.
Now,
so
let's
do a pound.
I have
so it'd be
either
get 10 eggs.
You know, opportunities.
My ass handed to me. Or
and,
you know, it's a slow day.
To that,
my cooks arrive.
Water.
And,
we
put,
and
add
lemon
know,
juice.
And orders arrive.
Usually two or three lemons.
We start to...
and
formulate the menu for the day. What changes need to be made.
And man, I can
We go through lunch service.
I've been doing this.
We start to really put the menu together.
I was actually going to do it.
It's
here today. I was actually
always a fun process. I try to make it as inclusive for my staff as I possibly can.
And so I'm listening.
And I can tell that young cooks who don't always have a voice at least be able to put up dishes
just from
in my kitchen. And anybody can, even waitstaff, anybody's valid to put up a dish.
And
we write the menu, it's printed,
start over,
and service starts. Orders start trickling in.
I just watch it. It's just attention. It
gets a little bit busy.
I pay attention to this.
We work on plating.
So
I make changes as I see necessary in terms of what they're doing, with trying to give them the freedom to work
at
and develop their own language. I always see this whole thing as
drop by drop,
slowly
start to add the butter.
I've been taught a language, and now I'm teaching someone else a language.
It's a very crucial point. The butter can't
add their own words to
it.
So we usually have a few failures, a few successes.
It can always break.
And
it's
we go on.
Yes.
If you get through it,
season.
The last tickets come in.
A little hot sauce.
We break down, and that's a day.
And put it in a warm place. Other than my family,
I like to wonder.
The most intimate relationship.
I like being. I wonder a lot of things
with hollandaise sauce.
I like to live in wonder.
It's very
sort of
dynamic every day
before what's going on around me.
But
it's always.
Unfortunately,
it's always a great place to be.
It's not anything I've ever
seen. The simpler.
How well
my things,
young charges
are doing often
gives me
organizing
more
the kitchen
joy
at the end of the night
into a melting pot.
Plan my day.
I melt
and swimming in our lake. I turn on the hood, waiting to swim in my stove.
Right now we're in,
that phase where it's coming.
Set up. Then I separate eggs.
I cook breakfast service,
really
going into another use,
that was
and I like that
going into
because I don't know how many people are ever going to be
in
my place
here right
now.
Right
any
now.
Moment, so
it's
just
let's do a pound.
Absolutely,
so
either get
10 eggs.
Yeah.
Opportunity.
I ask incredibly, or
and,
you know, it's a slow day.
To that,
my cooks arrive.
Water.
And
put
on the floor, and orders are at all.
Two or three lemons.
We start to
and.
I think formulate
I
the
was even asked to participate.
What changes need to be made.
And man,
we go through lunch.
I'm not a performer.
I've been doing this.
We start to really put the
menu. I barely have an academic background.
It's
here today.
Always a
fun
process.
In kitchens. Most of
I try to make it as inclusive for my staff as I possibly can.
And so I'm listening.
I read a book now and then.
I like to listen to music.
You don't always have
a voice.
At least be able
I think my wife would say
dishes,
just cookbooks,
from
but
in
my kitchen.
I you know,
and anybody can.
It's just who
anybody,
I am.
Even waitstaff, anybody's valid
to put up a dish.
It's definitely a wonder how I ever got this printed.
Start over.
And service starts. Orders start trickling in.
I just watch it. It's just attention. It
gets a little bit busy.
I pay attention to this.
We work on plating.
So
I make changes as I see necessary in terms of what they're doing, with trying to give them the freedom. To work
at when the
and develop their own language. I always see this whole thing as
drop by drop,
slowly
start to add the butter.
I've been taught a language, and now I'm teaching someone else a language.
It's a very crucial point. The butter can't
add their own words to it.
Cold.
So we usually have a few failures, a few successes.
It can always break.
And
it's
we go on.
Yes.
If you get through it,
season.
The last tickets come in.
A little hot sauce.
We break down,
and that's a day,
and put it in a warm place.
Other than my family,
I like to wonder
the most intimate relationship. I like being.
I wonder a lot of things with hollandaise sauce.
I like to live in wonder.
It's very sort of awe
what's going on.
Ah, first game my wife. My wife did.
It's always a great place to be. It's not anything.
And when I first met her, simpler. I was introduced to her in my mother's apartment. Actually, almost having an arranged marriage.
Are doing often every day now
for her days, best friend and my mother were friends.
More joy. At the end of the night.
I met her and she was still married. She was married to someone else.
Swimming in our lake.
And
turn on the hood, waiting to swim.
I felt madly in love.
Other than that phase where it's kind of
set up.
Then I separate eggs. I cook breakfast or like.
And it's here for a few years.
And I like that going into because I don't know how many people are ever going to be
for
in my place
here right now. And I can see her opening, opening the door of our friend's apartment.
Or
when she'd come down to visit New York City.
My cooks arrived.
I can still see her smile.
At all. Two or three lemons.
You start to
and
I think formulate
I them. I even asked to
and we've been together ever since.
And man,
we go through
lunch.
I'm
not a performer. I've been doing this.
On our wedding day,
really put them
I barely have an academic.
She told me
it's
here today.
Always
a fun process.
The reason I'm marrying you is you bowed.
Inclusive for my staff as
to me on our first date.
I read a book now and then.
Because I didn't know what else to do, so I bowed.
At least I think my wife would say. Dishes,
cookbooks,
in my kitchen.
I, you know,
and anybody can.
It's and then came salad.
Even waitstaff, anybody's salad to put up a dish.
It's definitely a wonder
right
how I ever got
it's printed.
Start over.
Service starts. Orders start trickling.
Sally's my daughter.
I just watch it. It's just attention. It
gets a little bit busy.
I pay attention to this
we
process.
Work on plating. And you talk about wonder.
I make changes as I see necessary.
And you talk about community. And you talk about improvisation. Definitely.
To work.
When
they develop their own language. I always see this whole thing as
my daughter
drop by drop
as
start to
really
I've
helped complete
been
us.
Taught a language, and now I'm teaching
and
someone else a language.
And
it's a very crucial
I
point,
add their own
words to
it.
So we usually have a few failures, a few successes.
It can always work.
And
I gotta leave it at that.
You go on.
Sally.
If you get through it, season. The last tickets come in.
A little hot sauce.
We break down, and that's a day, and put it in a warm place.
Wait, wrong one. Sorry.
Other than my family,
I like to wonder.
The most intimate relationship.
I like being. I wonder
a
lot of
things.
Sauce. The way I work in a kitchen is I like ideas to rub up against each other and there to be friction. I've always enjoyed
it.
I never work with set menus.
Almost like arranged marriage.
Are doing
it just
which is her best friend and my mother were friends.
I like
and,
I like the change. I like being able to work
on
things. I felt madly in love for a while. I like to watch growth in dishes. I like to watch them change as tiny elements of them either change or another idea changes in my head. And unexpected things,
bringing
unexpected elements into
opening
the, my
the
work.
Door of our friend's apartment.
Yeah, I rarely
when she'd come down.
Say, oh, you're an artist. This is New York City. I'm a craftsman. I do the same thing every day,
and
still see her, you know, which is why we talked about hollandaise and biscuits.
And we've been together ever since.
But even in that, even in those doing day, the same things over and over, and
she told me
repetition. I still
always a fun process.
The reason I'm marrying you is when a dish either rubs people the wrong way or rubs them the right way.
Because I didn't know what else to do,
you know.
So I bow.
I love
to
see the smile on people's faces.
Anybody can.
And then came
salad.
It's why I get up in the morning.
It's definitely
that and those guys.
Orders start trickling.
Sally's my daughter.
I just watch it. It's just attention. It
gets a little bit busy.
I pay attention to this
we
process.
We work on plating.
And you talk about wonder.
I make changes as I see necessary.
And you talk about community. And you talk about improvisation. Definitely.
Work.
When develop their own language. I always see this whole thing as...
My daughter really
I've
helped complete
been
us.
I taught a language, and now I'm teaching
and
someone else a language.
And
very crucial
I
add their own words to it.
So we usually have a few failures, a few successes.
You can always break.
And
I got to leave it at that.
You go on.
Sally.
If you get through it, season. The last tickets come in.
A little hot sauce.
We break down, and that's a day. And put it in a warm place.
I like to wonder.
Fear. I'm a restaurateur, so I live in fear.
The way I work
my family
in the
lives in fear.
I like ideas.
Fear has been
to rub up against each other
with me for a long time. And I struggle and
I never work with
constantly try to
just
break through it.
Which is her best friend and my mother were friends.
It's a thing
I like.
I like fear of losing on things.
I felt madly
for a while. I like to watch growth and
losing everything that I
like to watch them
done.
Tiny elements
of either change
or God, another.
I've been in the restaurant business
and. Don't get in the restaurant business.
Unexpected.
It's a funny way to make a living.
Elements,
what I say. And it's
opening
all my work. It's all fear. It's all. There's always wolves in the throne room. There's always wolves at the door.
And which is why
you get a few brief windows a year where you can breathe and you can go swimming.
But even in that, even in those doing game, the same things over
the rest
and over
of the time,
she told me repetition.
I still struggling.
The reason I'm
when a dish, it's a scary way to
either rub
to be
on Wednesday or the right way. Because
there's times when I would never do anything else with my life.
To see
there's times when
the smile.
I wish, God, I must know how to do something else.
Nothing
ever comes to me. I'm a New York City line cook at heart, and I love restaurant life.
Sally's my daughter.
And I daily accept the fear.
And you talk about wonder.
I guess it's just part of the game.
And you talk about community. And you talk about
how you
improvisation. Definitely.
I've gotten better at walking through the fear. I can wrap a towel around my face.
Really, I helped complete.
I can usually get to safety. February.
A few successes.
And
I gotta leave it at that.
You go on.
Sally.
If you get through it, season. The last tickets come in.
A little hot sauce.
We break down, and that's a day. You put it in one more place.
Community
fear.
Gets me through. I'm a restaurateur.
Actual, connected,
face-to-face
community.
I
like
fear has been
something
each other. That
with me for
I strive
long,
for.
Long time.
And I'm not just talking about in the restaurant
and
community.
I never work with
constantly
try
to farming community. I try to be as active
and
play as much a part in my local community
like
as I possibly can.
I work with losing
children
on things.
Well, God, they're not even children, sorry. They're young adults.
For a while, I like
on,
to watch growth.
You know, losing everything
like
that
I like
various points on the spectrum
tiny
with autism.
Tiny God.
Like, you're not in the restaurant business.
In a camp that's near my home. And
don't get in the restaurant.
Near the restaurant. And
unexpected.
It's a funny way to give them job skills and send them off into the world.
My work.
And watch them.
It's all
grow as individuals.
And
it's
always one of
the best parts of my year when you get a new candidate from brief windows.
Ramapo for children.
And you can go swimming. Do as much work as I can.
Doing the same things over
at my daughter's school.
She told me repetition.
It's always fun to watch what kids do.
It's a scary way.
I had to rub
people on Wednesdays in the right way.
Because you know, there's times it's getting
my life
to see times together
smile
is what I think makes it.
Nothing ever comes to me.
I'm New York City line cook at heart. Wish I could kill my telephone.
And I love restaurant.
I so prefer personal contact. Text messaging drives me bananas. But you can't speak to anyone.
It's
under the age of 30,
it's just part of the
without
game.
Texting,
how
it's virtually impossible.
Improvisation, definitely.
I've actually watched with some amusement. My
I've
wife
gotten better at walking.
Has started texted.
I can wrap
texting
a towel around my face.
About three or four days ago,
get to safety.
And it is incredible to see her try to do this.
February.
Community is. The only way we're ever going to get through this.
The last tickets come in, we break down.
I was 14 years old, and there were these posters. All over the Upper West Side.
Actual connected
face-to-face advertising a concert, a 24-hour concert that
with me
for John Cage's 75th birthday.
I'm not just talking about in the restaurant community.
And I was a precocious 14-year-old. I'd heard his name, and I decided I was going to go to this concert. It was close to my house,
as much a part in
and
I
got up early, and I went to wall-to-wall Cage.
God, they're not even children. So
I hadn't heard his music.
For a while.
I was pretty adventurous at music at that point. It was more along the lines of like the Velvet Underground and Talking Heads and Three Teens Kill Four and
in a camp.
Things like that. I hadn't really been introduced into the world of experimental music. And I showed up at Symphony Space, and I was the first person in line. I got there at like 7 o'clock in the morning. I had no idea what was going to happen or what was going
to
unfold.
Do as
and
much work as I can.
Doing the same thing. Lo and behold, John Cage showed up. He had a piece of electronic equipment
to watch
in one hand.
Kids do.
And he had a picnic basket in the other. And he asked me if I was here for the concert. And I said yes, I was.
But it's getting.
I said, I hope you enjoy it.
Together.
And I did. I can see myself walking into Symphony Space. I can see myself.
Wish I could kill my telephone.
In this empty auditorium, basically, and I sat down and I had no idea what was going to happen.
Bananas.
I had no idea what was about to unfold.
Speak to anyone.
And this is a while ago. I'm about to turn 50. The only thing I really remember is him doing water music.
I've actually watched
and watching him do water music. And it was just a revelation. The whole world opened up
about 3 or 4 days ago
at that concert.
It is,
and I got
incredible to.
I got this.
I
got into the world.
Community is.
I got into the stream.
The only way.
And learned how to swim.
This.
And it was, and I floundered. I was going to be an artist. I was going to be a poet.
and I ended up a chef, and it was great. Thank you.